Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and we're just a couple of bros, maybe even a couple of bras, hanging out, doing our thing, talking about cool stuff, and that makes the short stuff, because it's a short version of that.
That's right. We're going to talk about divorcing your parents today. Shout out to a bunch of law firms and law schools for this one, right?
Yeah. Black's Law Dictionary. Love to Know. Cornell Law School. And the Virga Law Firm.
That's right. Because when you're talking about divorcing your parents, well, first of all, we can't not mention irreconcilable differences because we'll just get too much mail.
Have you ever seen it?
I did not see that. This was the movie from 1984 with the precocious young Drew Barrymore divorcing her parents. And I think one of them was Ryan O'Neal, right? Who was the other?
Shelley Long of all
people. Of course.
Yeah. So would that mean that she was fresh off of the terrible mistake of leaving Cheers or about to be?
84. I feel like that's during Cheers.
Does seem like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
So, little Drew Barrymore divorces her parents, and it seems like, okay, does that actually happen? Yeah, it totally does happen. They don't call it divorcing your parents, but it's actually, it's a legal proceeding called the emancipation of a minor.
I think kids on the playground probably call it divorcing your parents.
Yeah.
That's what I'd call it.
Todd divorces parents. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I would totally say that. but legal emancipation, that is the legal term when a child basically steps forward and says, I am not, it depends on what state you're in as far as what we call being the age of legal majority. And each state has their own age for that. But depending on where you are, it could be 18 years old that you're a legal adult and you are on your own as far as being legally major.
Right.
California's is very low as far as when you can emancipate. Most states it's about 16, but in California, because of the movie industry, because it's a very common thing in the movie industry to get emancipated from your parents, mm-hmm. not because even for the fact that you want to leave them necessarily, it just makes things a lot easier sometimes, for your career.
Yeah, because legally, until you reach the age of majority, your parents basically own you. You have like much fewer legal rights than you do as an 18-year-old on. But in return, your parents are supposed to hold up their end of the bargain. They have legal obligations and responsibilities to care for you, to clothe you, to make sure you go to school, to make sure that your health is taken care of, your medical medical treatments are seen to. And so, like, if the parents break that contract, kids can say, my parents not doing a very good job of this. I don't want to have anything to do with them. I want to basically take care of myself. I'm not 18 yet, so I want to become emancipated and basically speed up that time to legal majority.
Yeah, and like I said, in the film industry, like, a lot of times a parent will be behind this and they'll still live at home even, mm-hmm. but it just makes certain aspects of running their career and their life a little bit easier.
Yeah.
If they're emancipated. But sometimes, you know, there are actors and we'll get into the, you know, sad cases of why else a kid might do this. But in some cases there are kid actors that like aren't necessarily from LA and their parents live in, you know, Oklahoma and the kid goes off and lives on their own in an apartment when they're 15 years old.
Yeah, I think it also protects the child's earnings, too, because your parents can basically spend the money that you're earning if you're
right.
under the legal age of majority. So I think that's also a big reason why it happens in Hollywood among child actors, most of all.
Yeah, and if you are emancipated as a kid, you can do most of the things. You obviously, if you can't drive if you're not legal driving age or drink or vote or things like that. It doesn't change mm-hmm. anything like that.
Right.
But you can sign a contract on your own without like a parent having to co-sign. You can work and keep that money, like you said. You can get that apartment if you want to. You can sue somebody. You can get sued by somebody. Mm-hmm. You can pick out what school you want to go to. A lot of rights are granted to you. Kind of the decisions, like you said, that an adult would make, you can now make.
Right. There are some things that you can't do. You're not allowed to drop out of school unless you're actively pursuing a GED. That's a big one. I didn't see what the penalties are of that. Like, I don't know how they would keep you from doing that, but supposedly that's part of the bargain. And then also, if you're not of the age of consent to be married, you can't marry without your parents' consent, even if you're already emancipated. Unless, in a bunch of states, if you're already pregnant and you're a minor, or you already have a child and you're a minor, you can marry without parental consent.
That's right. Why don't we take a break? And we'll talk, aside from being in the film industry, some other reasons why you might want to divorce your parents and then how you might want to go about that.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuff you should
know. All right, so we mentioned movie star kids. Sometimes that's a very common thing in California to emancipate from your folks. The sad other half of this is you're a kid in a very bad home life and a bad situation who's has parents that aren't taking care of you like they should or possibly abusing you. And this is when a kid can step forward. And these are this is a whole different thing when you go to the court and say, hey, I because in California, you know, it's so common. It's a very open and shut process. It's very speedy and it's not a big deal. But if you go in there and say, hey, I want to emancipate from my parents because I don't get the care I deserve or I'm being abused.
Right.
Then it becomes almost like a trial.
Yeah. So if that's the circumstance that you're seeking emancipation for, yeah, it is. It's a legal proceeding where both sides get to offer evidence and argue their case. Your parents have to be notified of these proceedings so that they can show up and contest it and be like, no, we want to be able to keep stealing his newspaper money. or for whatever reason they want to contest it. So it is very much like a legal proceeding. But there's a lot of weird catches to this. And this is why this is so fascinating to me, is in a lot of states, maybe even all states, if you are under the age of legal majority, mm-hmm. you cannot seek relief from a court on your own. The court basically doesn't recognize you as somebody who can, like you said earlier, sue people or be sued in court. So they have to assign specific people to you, not even lawyers necessarily, but they're called guardian ad litems. And they're basically advocates for the kid, working for the kid's best interests in these cases.
Right. So are they the ones that technically have to file this motion?
Yes, from case? What I, yes. So, yeah, I think in some states the kid can, but I think in most cases the guardian ad litem has to. Or you can, if you already have a bunch of newspaper money saved up, you can hire your own lawyer to do this too.
And I guess technically a parent could do so, but if you're trying to divorce your parents, that's kind of counterintuitive, unless it's a situation where...
It's mutual.
For sure, that'd be super sad. But if there was like a one really bad parent and the other parent thought maybe the only way out was to approve emancipation or whatever.
Yeah, could be. That'd be a messy legal case right there.
It really would, because when you go to go in front of the judge, there's a lot of things that they're considering here, right?
Yeah, they first of all, they're like, why do you want to be emancipated? And just to say, like, my parents suck, LOL, is not going to work. Like, there's some legal reasons that you have to have. Like,
the judge would say they all suck. I'm sorry.
Right. Like neglect or abuse or abandonment, all that kind of stuff. I have a career and I need to be able to enter contracts of my own or whatever. And based on those set of legal reasons, the thing will proceed forward. And the court's going to take a bunch of different stuff into consideration, like what your age is, how mature you are, what your health is like. If you need support, say like with mental health, mm-hmm. they're probably not going to emancipate you unless you can prove that you're going to be able to take care of this on your own. They're going to look at your parents and how your parents have behaved too, right?
Sure. I wonder how much of this, like, when does law enforcement get involved? If it's like cases of abuse, like, surely that comes into play too, right?
I don't know. I would think that, especially if you're under the age of even possibly emancipating yourself, that you just become a ward of the state in those cases.
Oh, man, it's so sad.
Yeah,
it's super sad. They're going to look, obviously, to see if you can support yourself. If you, like, the maturity thing that comes into play there, like, can you go out and find a job and get an apartment on your own? Like, is this even possible? Or, I guess there are plenty of situations where you go live with another family member or a friend or something like that. It's not like you have to go out and get a mortgage or something like that.
No, but I mean, imagine being a 16-year-old and you're like, I'm out on my own now and I've got to work and pay for an apartment and go to school. Because again, remember, you can't drop out of high school. But there's another twist to all this. There's another caveat, Chuck. A lot of states have labor laws, child labor laws. So you might become emancipated or go to become emancipated and find out you can't be because you can't legally support yourself.
Yeah. And that's in the cases of the child actors, it's not like that's a way they can skirt. Like now all of a sudden they can just, all the labor laws of an adult applies to them. Mm-hmm. That's not true at all. They still have the child labor laws that they have to follow. They still have to have schooling, even if it's a fancy schmancy tutor that's like driving you towards the GED. But you have to, as a kid, like you have to have some means of supporting yourself and also consider that you're still a kid that's gonna want to do kid stuff. And like, there's just so much, it's just devastating to think that this might be a kid's only way out is to forego essentially a childhood to emancipate themselves.
Yeah. The whole thing is super interesting, like on the surface, but yeah, if you dig into it like you did, it becomes super depressing all of a sudden. Now I regret even choosing this topic.
Sorry about that.
You got anything else?
I got nothing else.
All right. Well, I'm bummed out and Chuck's got nothing else. So short stuff away.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.